These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery woman died Monday in a two-vehicle crash on Alabama Highway 49 near mile marker 17. That's about 13 miles south of Dadeville. Carrera Renee Hurd was killed when her 2003 Nissan Altima collided with a Pontiac G6. Hurd was not wearing a seatbelt and pronounced dead on the scene. The other driver transported to a hospital. A woman has been charged with two misdemeanors, but the third one is the key. Cassie Jane Ellis tried to spit in an officer's face. She's been charged with assault with bodily fluids and placed in the Montgomery County Jail. Well, at least she didn't try to throw poo like the monkeys do at the zoo. And a Prattville man has been found guilty of sex trafficking a minor. Michael Graham Lowe indicted after evidence was given that he and co-defendant Joshua Rose recruited, enticed, and transported a victim for commercial sex while knowing the victim was a minor, a 17-year-old girl. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
OneDrive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Montgomery Subaru.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Campbell, what?
Every summer in Alabama's a cool summer.
Bananarama actually wrote this hit about Alabama. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Yeah, I mean, some days you're so moist you could sprout a fern from under your arm. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately.
Like the rainforest?
Something like that.
Yeah, it creates its own atmosphere.
Yeah, that too.
Recycles.
Just ripe.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, ripe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing like ripe.
Yeah.
Joey Clark joins us, 84 in the studio as well, having a nice little round table here.
Z. Joey.
Someone accused us of using drugs by text message. That is not true.
Unfortunately, it's untrue.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to donate
you want to bring some up here, I'll show you fun.
All right, by choice.
I'm holding in my left hand the pathological examination on the body of Stephen Craig Paddock. That name mean anything to anybody?
Yeah.
Who is Stephen Craig Paddock? Las Vegas shooter. I have the full autopsy report, and I did not... It's all here. All of it.
Are there pictures?
There are, in fact, no pictures.
Okay.
But it tells the time of death. I mean, the cause of death. Intraoral gunshot wound at the head, contact range. Entrance, roof of the mouth with abundant soot. Associated injuries, and it goes on about all the different problems in the brain and skull that that causes. Apparently, it's unhealthy to do that.
So he put the gun in the roof of his mouth.
Yeah, shot up into the back. Like, it came out of the crown of his head.
Let me translate that for everybody in Elmore County. He blew his brains out.
There you go. You just
Why would you say Elmore? You think they don't know?
Well, they might not.
Elmore County's full of hardworking, brilliant people.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right, now, this is where it gets interesting. This is the Las Vegas shooter. The Las Vegas shooting took place on October 1st, about 10:30 p.m. This guy allegedly shot himself at the scene. So what would you expect the time of death to be? Shooting took place October 1st around 10:30 p.m.
That's when they started. Okay. The shooting started at 10:30.
It lasted about 5-10 minutes, yeah. So what time, roughly, do you think the time of death should be?
11.
Okay.
11:15.
On what day?
The same day as the shooting.
That's what I thought until I opened this up and started reading it. Name, Paddock, comma, Stephen. Date of death, October 2nd. Time of death, 1,200 hours. That's noon the following day. Does anyone know when that picture was taken that shows Stephen Paddock lying dead in the hotel room?
No, what time was that?
Nobody knows.
That's bizarre.
The officers entered the room, though, said... Suspect was down, so according to what they put out, he was laying there.
There's just a lot of inconsistencies in this whole thing. Not in this report. I mean, the report looks very good to me. I've never prepared an autopsy report, but I've sure read a bunch of them.
Is there a difference in time of death and when he's pronounced dead?
Well, I guess...
I'm wondering if that's when the coroner actually got his hands on him and was like, yep, dude's dead.
Well, there are different ways to determine time of death. That's actually an interesting question, because there are three different ways you could determine time of death.
The core temperature test of what time death occurred versus...
Yeah, I mean, well, but time of death could mean... You could be saying he died at this time, he was pronounced dead at this time, and he was... brought for examination at this time.
What are you, a pathologist?
No. I watch NCIS, though. They stick a thermometer in your liver to see what your body core temperature is, and then judge how long you've been dead.
Get my core temperature up, Jerry. Remember that?
I was living. What am I, chopped liver?
He fell asleep in the hot tub, and then it got unplugged. And the next day, he's like, I can't get my core temperature up, Jerry. But it's interesting. He had a bunch of drugs in his system, too. I thought that was interesting.
What did it say what he had in his system?
Temazepam, oxazepam, nortiazepam.
A lot of PAMs.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Hell. That ain't nothing to that.
Theobromine.
Nope.
What is theobromine? Oh, that's coffee. So he must have been drinking coffee. Coffee has theobromine.
I should have gone with Red Bull.
Chlorpheniramine. That was in there. Lead. Selenium, mercury,
had some lead in him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Arsenic in there.
Well, you
beta hydroxybutyric acid.
Oh yeah, one of those sunshine hydrox cookies.
I don't know what that means.
No, what?
They were fake Oreos. You know what I'm talking about? The Sunshine Company made them, and they were called Hydrox, and they were...
And they were terrible.
They were wretched.
They were nasty.
Talking. I'm looking up this chlorpheniramine.
All right, so...
Eating plants?
I don't know what it is.
Well, he may have been smoking pot.
Antihistamine.
Well, I don't think you get the chlorophyll.
Benadryl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that...
But all these PAMs, isn't that like a Valium or something? Isn't that what all those PAMs are?
I don't know.
Different ones in the system. Anyway.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not either.
So, they do think he ended up killing himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's the official narrative.
An intraoral gunshot to the head.
Yeah. Intraoral gunshot to the roof of the mouth.
Soot.
Said
soot?
The first one, the BHB, the beta-hydroxybutyric acid, that's from ketoacidosis related to diabetes or alcoholism.
Or the keto diet.
Can be an important factor in determining cause of death.
I wonder if he peed on one of those keto sticks.
Chlortrimeton was the other thing they found in there.
Well, I'll do it every time.
Yep. Arsenic is a metallic. Anyway, it's really cool. I mean, you get it, you get your hands on this. It's a matter of Okay, here were the PAMs. He got Cerax. What's that? Cerax.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
They make a jelly, I think.
And then he had diazepam. That's Valium, isn't it? And then some other kind of PAM. Anyway, fascinating. I just thought it was interesting that the time of death was the next day at noon.
They used PAM on me once to get me out of a car. Is that the same thing?
Different kind of PAM.
Oh.
Different kind of PAM.
They spray it on the door frame or your arm?
On me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
on him directly. Yeah,
right. Slid me out.
Now they just use a non-oil-based lubricant.
Oh, that's wise.
Jaws of life.
Oh, so coconut oil.
I don't recommend it. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in.
Did you decide what was on Barack Obama's face?
Yes. Did you see this?
The new portrait?
Have you seen the new portrait?
I didn't look at it very closely, but I have seen it.
There's something on the side of Barack Obama's face.
Oh, is it a fly?
No.
No.
Well, it could come from a fly.
Oh. No.
Yes, it could.
Oh, my.
A fly?
No.
Oh.
It's got a little... looks like a little tadpole, almost.
Oh, my.
That ends in Zoa.
I'm serious. It's on the side of his face.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
He has spermatozoa.
I need to see this.
It's on the side of his face.
It's spermatozoa.
Okay, let me see. I didn't look at it that closely.
Hold on. Look at this picture. On the side of his face.
Whoa.
You see that? Now, the one on the right is highlighted. The one on the left is how it appears in the picture.
Okay.
And is that as obvious as it gets?
Well, I could just be.
No. Now, think of this. If you look up the artist, he does this. He hides those in his paintings all the time.
It could just be a vein.
It is not a vein. It may come from a vein.
Hold on. I got
the main vein.
Well, that is crazy.
That is on
that's
side.
Real.
That the one on the left is not enhanced. The one on the right enhances it so you can see it better. And if you look up the artist, he does this. He hides that particular single cell entity in pictures all the time. That's like his trademark. He hides those. And he hit it on the president's face.
Well, that's like hitting the Playboy cover shots always has the little bunny
somewhere. The little
somewhere
bunny somewhere.
Is hidden.
How do you know this?
I read it in a book.
You read the articles,
because
right?
He reads the articles. It was in one of the articles, clearly.
There's articles in those books.
Does Michelle have it in her
book? No, because a different artist did it.
That's crazy.
Yes, I know. And that... I'm telling you, look up the artist and that word, the five-letter more common word for...
Yeah.
That.
He does this all the time. He hides them in his pictures.
There's a three-letter word for it, too.
No, we're not going to use that. That includes a lot of other stuff. 272-9228. Who's this?
This is Miami.
Miami, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you this
morning? I'm doing really well.
Quick question for you. Going back to that autopsy, was there anything about his hand?
Anything about his hand?
Any gunpowder residue on his hand?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Let me look here. Hypertensive cardiovascular disease, blunt force injuries to the extremities. This is the upper calf. Contusion of the left calf, abrasion above right knee. He's overweight, degenerative changes in the spine, diverticula, mild degenerative changes of the mitral valve, appendectomy. Nothing about the hand. Let me see if they got, as we go in through the details here. Why are you, wasn't he wearing gloves?
You're just looking for DSR?
Yeah, he was wearing gloves, though, wasn't he? In the picture?
I don't know.
Let me tell you, if you're shooting a gun that many times, you better have guns on.
That residue doesn't just get your fingertips. It gets your whole arm.
Well, let me ask you, do you think he did it himself alone?
I'm not smart enough to answer that question.
All right, I disagree. I think you're pretty smart. I've heard several of your calls. They're brilliant.
I appreciate it. That's how that's how I keep you on the phone. I like you talking about me.
I will look through this. I've yet to see anything about the hand. But I guess that would make sense that you would want to know if somebody was shooting that much that they would have something hand-related.
If he actually shot himself.
Yeah. I don't think he did it himself. I think he was a patsy and got shot by somebody who wanted to stage it, but that's just me.
Gabbett would like to connect the dots. If there wasn't any residue except on his chest and his neck, then it's like, uh-huh.
There's absolutely nothing about his hand in this entire...
I have a question, Baron. What did he say he was shot with? What caliber?
It doesn't say.
Well, that's insane.
And that's a good autopsy report?
Well, I mean, you know, it looks official. I mean, it's got nice spacing. The font looks very authoritative.
You got a seal on it.
The body is cold. Rigor mortis is receding. Fixed pink liver mortis extends over the posterior surface of the body.
Yeah, I guess this stuff may be on the investigation side that the autopsy, you know, doesn't look into it as well.
Yeah, because the gunshot residue on the hand wouldn't really have anything to do with the cause of death.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the cause of death is a gunshot. Doesn't matter who shot him.
Yeah.
No, but
it just matters that he got
shot. Conclusions drawn.
It doesn't say self-inflicted wound.
Well, I'm sorry to waste your time on that.
No, you didn't waste my time. It was a great call.
No, that's a good question, though.
That's the difference
in what Miami was saying. That would be part of the investigation. The police would determine or make a judgment on whether or not it was self-inflicted. The autopsy is just how did he die?
Well, he's got on death certificate.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
On death certificates, it will say self-inflicted.
It will.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go in here and get just totally trashed in your own autopsy. I'm telling you right now, family, don't you ever get an autopsy on me, because it might become public. A decedent wears an unkempt beard. Oh, come on, man. That's the style. He's got male pattern baldness. That's not his fault.
Portly.
It's his mother's father's fault.
Portly?
Portly.
Oh, okay. The anus contains hemorrhoids. You know, come on.
No.
Yes, it says it.
Wow.
This is his legacy now. Hemorrhoids.
Well, he must have been a fan of cheese.
Who said that?
Well, maybe he was taking...
I don't know. Who did that?
Maybe he was taking too many opioids.
He strained too hard.
Yeah. Could have been opioids.
He needed a squatty potty.
With a zebra?
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Bizarre commercial.
Do not die and ask for us to discuss your autopsy on this show.
Because we will. We will. You give me an autopsy, we're going to find out whether you had hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
We're going to debrief, so to speak, on here. We'll be back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and let them show you how you can design a new smart pool with an in-home 3D design consultation. You can have affordable year-round swimming. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free. Go beyond salt and chlorine and swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today for the best warranties in the industry. Visit BlueHaven.com, like them on Facebook, or call 277-3100.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless Fabulous Chicken Breast. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Paxton with Capital City Ace, and my goal is to provide our customers with superior services and brands. I'm excited to announce our new capability of being able to duplicate most every modern-day vehicle key. Whether you need one cut or you need a program to your vehicle, we can do both in-house for up to 50% off dealer cost. Please stop by and see me at Ace, and don't forget about our rewards program located 3215 Taylor Road next to the Applebee's.
Hey there, stud. You know what'll really blow her mind this Valentine's Day?
What?
Diamond stud earrings from Dylan Rings. They have half-carat diamond stud earrings starting at just $500.
I've got $500.
I know you do. And Dylan Rings has 0% financing, too. So don't be afraid to go big.
Diamond studs, huh?
Studs from you, stud, will be the best Valentine's present she's ever gotten.
Experience the created by Josh difference. Dylan Rings, just off Atlanta Highway across from Walgreens.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Batchelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Batchelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Batchelor Technologies. Wearebt.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
In 25 minutes after 11. Got 84 in the studio. Joey's left us.
Did somebody break wind?
Yeah, everybody got out of here.
I mean, everybody just got up and left.
I think I crop dusted the place by mistake. 272-9228. Our friends over at Cole Plumbing bring you this hour of the program every day. They're generous sponsors. They are such generous sponsors. The 11 o'clock hour would not be the same without Cole Plumbing. Hell, it may not exist without Cole Plumbing.
And great guys, too.
Fantastic guys. We heard from James Cole during the 9 o'clock hour.
Top to bottom.
And he does a fantastic job over there at Cole Plumbing. It's a whole family affair. I actually had a call, and I had to ask him a question the other day, and he said, I don't know, my wife handles that. I said, did every Cole work at Cole Plumbing? Basically. It's a family-owned affair. It's a family-owned affair. That's why they put their name on the side of the truck. I was driving down the road the other day, and there was a Cole Plumbing truck next to me, and I thought, I need to scoot up next to it, see if that's James Cole in there. So I scooted up next to it, and I looked in there. It wasn't James Cole, but this was the most safety-conscious employee I've ever seen. He was sitting up with impeccable posture, 10-2, leaning over that wheel, looking straight ahead. And I thought, you know, they train them right over at Cole Plumbing. I half expected him to see, you know, a cigarette with about a 2-inch ash hanging off of it, you know, leaning back, one arm on the wheel. No, man, the guy was like 10-2, straight up and down, looking down the road. A fantastic job over at Cole Plumbing. Always does a great job. Always does a great job. Whenever you call Cole Plumbing, you're going to get quality service. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
New York Times CEO has an interesting admission today. And this was out on CNBC. Actually, it was yesterday, but the story was up today. He says that they only have about 10 years left for print media.
10 years.
He said he'd like to have the print edition survive and thrive as long as it can,
but admitted it might face an expiration date. His quote, I believe at least 10 years is what we can see in the U.S. for our print products. 10 years. We'll decide that simply on the economics. There may come a point when the economics of the print paper no longer makes sense for us. The key thing for us is pivoting. Our plan is to go on serving our loyal print subscribers as long as we can, but meanwhile, to build up the digital business so that we have a successful growing company and a successful news operation long after the print is gone. But you notice, I want to talk specifically to the Montgomery Advertiser. You notice what they're doing. They're building up the other side of it.
Right.
They're building up the other side of it so that people, when they wake up in the morning, go to nytimes.com. And in Montgomery, the advertiser should want people to wake up, and the first thing they do is go to montgomeryadvertiser.com. But in order to do that, you have to put some content on there.
Mm-hmm.
Content. And the content is just lousy over there. We already did this charter school approval deal. Oh, Farmers Federation. Alpha has made some endorsements. They have endorsed the governor of the great state of Alabama, Kay Ivey. They have endorsed Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor. I'm not surprised by that.
Nah,
oh, you were kidding. I was like, what? No, because Alpha farmers love KBC stores as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
And they want to see them prosper and grow.
Amen.
They have. Now, they did make a couple of interesting endorsements. I want your thoughts on this, Mr. Campbell. Alpha endorsed Kay Ivey. Alpha endorsed Will Ainsworth. Neither of those were a surprise.
Why Will over Twinkle? You wonder.
I don't know, honestly. But maybe, you know, he owns a farm, I guess.
He does. He's probably a member.
A member.
Member.
But the other thing that surprised me is not the Attorney General's race. That was Alice Martin. The Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, where Alpha is a huge contributor to that race.
Mm-hmm.
They went with Rick Pate over Gerald Dial. That surprised me a little bit.
Rick Pate's been a farmer in Lowndes County for a long, long time. And
since Noah was in short pants.
You know him, Harold mm-hmm. and Joan Pate. Yeah, they're good
Pates, sir, that's a very strong name in the farming.
Well, I think he's probably got the inside track to win.
Rick?
Yeah, I do.
Over Gerald Dial?
Dial almost lost his own Senate seat after 10 terms.
Hang on.
You disagree?
Don't rake Gerald over.
I'm not raking Gerald over the coals, but Gerald Dial beat Tim Sprayberry by 400 votes. Tim Sprayberry didn't do a thing except eat barbecue during that campaign.
Well, he ate a lot of it.
Whole pig.
Looks like
seating whole suckling hogs.
Took a hose and put it down his throat.
We're the only two people on earth that get that, but it's very funny.
I wish Susan Kennedy were listening. She would know what we were talking
Secretary
about.
Secretary of State John Merrill is who they have endorsed in that. State Treasurer John McMillan. State Auditor Jim Ziegler. Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Lynn Stewart. That is great news for our friend running against Lynn Stewart, Tom Parker. Because if Alpha's endorsing you on the Supreme Court, I'm probably inclined to vote against you. Brad Mendham, Tommy Bryan, and Will Sellers, and Jay Mitchell on those other ones. And then it gets down to other races nobody cares about. But.
Yeah.
They have met with candidates for the Alabama Legislature and State Board of Education. Endorsements in those races are being announced locally and will be included in the Federation's June edition of Neighbors magazine, not named after the late, great Jim Neighbors.
Spelled a little differently.
Yeah, N-E-A. Spelled like a horse neighing. Are those connected by chance? Nay and neighbors?
I haven't thought about that.
But someone you can make a sound to in contact? Nay, neighbors?
Yeah.
Could be.
I love Donald Trump. Have I mentioned that lately?
I don't think you've mentioned that today.
All right. What makes liberals...
I mean, I see the tattoo that you so proudly have on your chest. And
Trump
you
walk life?
Without a shirt on, just so everybody can see your Trump tattoo.
Trump life is what it says. It's, you know, it's in the motif of Tupac's Thug Life. He had Thug Life tatted on his chest. Mm-hmm. I have Trump life tatted on my chest.
Well, when you have your portrait made, we can make sure that it's on.
Make sure there's nothing on my side of my face.
Yeah.
Trump's budget did something remarkable. And this is why I love Donald Trump more than I think anybody else. Because he looks ahead and sees the reaction of the other side and intends to use that reaction against them. That was the whole State of the Union speech. okay, don't stand up and clap for low black unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Black unemployment is the lowest recorded history. I'm going to say that. Everyone else is going to stand up and clap. You guys sit on your foot, Democrats, and we'll see what that looks like. Donald Trump, in his budget, said he's going to replace food stamps with food delivered to the homes of low-income people. So instead of getting a food stamp EBT card, if you get more than $90 a month worth of benefits, you'll get $90 worth of food and then an EBT card for the balance. The food will contain things like shelf-stable milk, ready-to-eat cereals, pasta, peanut butter, beans, canned fruit, vegetables. Where do you sign up?
Please tell me that they're bringing back government cheese.
They're bringing back government shelf-stable milk, ready-to-eat cereals, pasta, peanut
Not
butter,
the
beans,
cheese,
and canned fruits and vegetables. No, but the liberals are going absolutely bananas over this, so to speak, over this. Now, you'll still get an EBT card, so if you want some lettuce, you can go get some lettuce, but they can't bring you things that are going to expire.
Right.
But if you want some strawberries or lettuce or some fresh fruits and vegetables, you can go get those as well. But liberals are going absolutely bananas, which raises the question to me, why do liberals, if the goal is for people not to be hungry, and you feel like you can deliver them for $90 worth of benefits, more than $90 worth of food.
Which you could.
Which you can. Why are liberals going crazy about that? It's increasing the benefit to people. And I'll give
liberals
you...
Liberals like to keep their people down because then they're in control of them.
I think it's the wealth redistribution aspect. I think liberals look at food stamps as a gigantic wealth redistribution.
And you're talking about motivation to get off of food stamps is when you're drinking powdered milk rather than fresh milk.
Regular milk, yeah.
I mean, that's really what assistance should do. It should keep you stable. It should feed you. But it should also not make you comfortable. And that's what the liberals want. They want people comfortable in that state that you're talking about, Jack, where they will be happy to remain down because they're just comfortable enough to stay there and not get any better.
There's a hunger advocacy group known as Hunger Free America. It's a way left-wing group. Okay, it's a way left-wing group. Now, listen to what he says is the problem with Donald Trump's proposal. He says SNAP benefits, food stamp benefits, are efficient because they are a free market model. This is the left-wing CEO of a left-wing communist organization that advocates for food stamps for people. He says SNAP is efficient because it is a free market model that lets recipients shop at stores for their benefits. The Trump administration's proposal, he said, is far more intrusive. Big government answer. They think a bureaucrat in D.C. is better at picking out what your family needs than you are. Where do you think this CEO was on Obamacare? Do you think he wanted it to pass?
Oh, I'm sure he was marching against it.
No, he absolutely wanted it to pass. All these left-wingers, Trump has turned them into right-wingers. Because they have to oppose everything he does. And so when he proposes something like, you know what, let's get poor people more food and just deliver it to their house so they don't have to leave to go get it. I mean, picture what the right wing said about Obamacare, and I'm going to read the exact words he just gave, this left winger just gave, but I'm going to do it in terms of Obamacare. The Obama administration's proposal is far more intrusive, big government answer. They think a bureaucrat in D.C. is better picking out for what your family needs than you are. That was our argument against Obamacare for 8-10 years.
Yep.
That's what we said. Why is some bureaucrat in D.C. telling me what kind of health plan I have to get? That's a big government intrusive answer. Unbelievable. Donald Trump is one of the smartest people on the planet. Only Donald Trump can get left-wing communists in left-wing think tanks arguing free market principles.
When you said that word free market came out of that cat's mouth,
yeah,
it shocked me to hear that word.
Here's another one. The National WIC Association president. Now, you think this guy's a conservative. He echoed the sentiment. His name's Doug Greenaway. Removing choice from SNAP flies in the face of encouraging personal responsibility. The budget seems to assume that participating in SNAP is a character flaw. Among the problems, it's going to be costly and take money out of the SNAP program for the administrative side. It's going to stigmatize people when they have to go to certain places to pick up benefits. There are some places that they're not going to be able to deliver, and you're going to have to go get your box of food.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, someone else called the proposal the vice president for food assistance policy at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, another left-winger, called the proposal radical and risky. Providing food to poor people is now radical and risky. Radical and risky. Someone else complained, this Miguelina Diaz, whose team Hunger Free America works directly with families to help them access food aid. How many pimps?
I was going to say, how many of these
groups? How many poverty pimps are there working on this food stuff? You know, if Trump solves the food crisis, and this is their fear, they're out of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If Trump can say, you know what, we did a little pilot program where we sent $90 worth of food every month to these people's front doors, and it worked in spades, all these poverty pimps are out of jobs. But Miguelina Diaz from Hunger Free America, she said, it isn't clear whether the boxes will come with directions on how to cook the foods inside.
Oh, geez, but Nettie.
It could be something that SNAP recipients don't even know how to make. Let's go back to what's going to be in these boxes, all right?
Can I interject one little thing here?
Yeah.
If you're not capable of taking a can of peas and knowing that you have to open that can of peas and then pour it into another container, whether you choose to warm it up or not,
you don't have to warm it up.
And then take a spoon and eat it, maybe Darwin had a point about survival of the fittest.
Maybe there's a reason you're on food stamps.
Yeah.
All right, the package, now let's go back to what was in it. Now, Miguelina Diaz is afraid people won't know how to cook this stuff. Shelf-stable milk, meaning you open the top of it.
It's ready to go.
And it's ready. Ready-to-eat cereals, like Cheerios.
Raisin bran.
Pasta.
Burlet.
I mean, if you don't know how to boil water and put noodles in it and stir it around every now and then, and if you like a little flavor, maybe put a pinch or two of salt in there. Peanut butter.
That's a tough one.
That's tricky.
What if you don't know how to get peanut butter? Beans.
Well, see, peanut butter, they would have to tell you what to stick in the jar to get it out, because you might use your finger and end up biting your finger
off.
I
use my finger about every day in the peanut butter jar. Sorry, kids. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Canned fruits and vegetables. That's what's going to be in the box. But what if you don't know how to cook pasta? Then you're too stupid to live, and you probably should starve to death. I love this story. They estimate it'll save $129 billion to send boxes of food to people instead of sending them food stamp benefits. $129 billion.
And what it will.
And they will end up getting more food
because
than they could get on the open market.
This is why, Baron, and this is one of my pet peeves, it was going to force them to eat real food instead of going to the Shell and getting a pint of Bluebell ice cream and a bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do with it.
It will help people. Really, it will help poor people lose weight because they'll be getting a better diet. It will improve their nutrition, which will improve their mood and their sleep and their health. You know, again, I go back to this. Why liberals are angry? They don't want to solve any of these problems.
No.
Because that stops the wealth redistribution aspect. And you know, CNN had a great headline up for about an hour, and they took it down. Because I think they realized that the headline did not make Trump look bad. It made him look good. It said, Trump administration wants to send food to poor people.
Yeah, I don't imagine that was up very long at all.
We'll be back. 272-9228 is the number. It's 41 after.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. Guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale. Come to AutoSave Tire February 23rd, 24th, and 26th for your tires. All sizes, all brands, all tires on sale. We have special pricing from our vendors for this sale only. Also sell prices on alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, tune-ups, maintenance services, and more. Do not miss this sale. Three locations for 3 days. Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, February 23rd, 24th, and 26th. AutoSave Tire's annual warehouse sale. Do not miss this sale. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Check out our website, autosavetires.net.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beautyvest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Treat your Valentine to an authentic taste of the Mediterranean at Mr. Gus. Enjoy their chef's special lovers menu Valentine's evening from 4:30 until closing. Special dishes created just for Valentine's Day. Or choose from your favorite of their signature dishes. Come and enjoy a romantic evening at Montgomery's best unkept secret. Mr. Gus on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Mamma mia, you look real. Come and bring the family.
Hi, I'm Benji Pope with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So don't forget, guys, we have our yearly special, our $99 Valentine's special. It's a diamond bracelet, diamonds by the yard, absolutely beautiful. Comes in 14 karat, yellow or white gold. And of course, if you don't want to get something like that, we have everything you can imagine. We have diamond studs, we have diamond bracelets, every different kind of piece of jewelry that you can imagine, rings. Please come see us. We have moved. We're in a new location, the Pepper Tree Shopping Center, 8163 Vaughn Road. And of course, we're open 7 days a week. And remember, we make it. We really make it.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sort of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. Not bad in February. Mostly cloudy today. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area today or tonight. With a high today 70. Tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high near 70 again. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday. That's not bad. Small risk for showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high will be in the middle 70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back into News and Views. 46 minutes after 11. Got about 15 minutes left in the radio broadcast here. 84 sits in with Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. Kim Williams on hold, wanting to tell people about those fantastic programs they have at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Absolutely, and it's such a nice morning when I get to talk to you gentlemen. But Baron, I know that we can all agree that we do not want to redistribute our wealth with our mortgage lender.
Absolutely okay. Not.
Absolutely not. So if you are currently making payments on an adjustable rate mortgage, whether it's a first mortgage or a second mortgage, then it's time to lock in to a low fixed rate now. I'll give you an example of a customer, a friend now, I guess. Yesterday we closed a loan for a couple that received their mortgage statement and gave us a call on January 30th. That was a Tuesday, I believe. They were notified that their rate had increased and effective on their March payment. The increase would be reflected in a $149 payment increase. Well, they picked up the phone and gave Alabama Home Mortgage a call. And I'm pleased to report that we weren't making their payment higher. Let me say this. We, Alabama Home Mortgage, was able to refinance them into a locked fixed rate at a quarter point lower than what the adjustment rate was going to be in March, kept their payment exactly the same. When I say exactly, that's less than a dollar difference. And in addition, they were able to skip this month's payment and next month's payment, first payment being in April. And here's what's really, really cool. They had no intention of being able to pay for a Disney trip for their two kids for spring break. But now they have the funds to do so simply because of the extra benefit of skipping two mortgage payments. So if you currently have a adjustable rate mortgage, I'm talking to you, pick up the phone and dial 567-4223. 567-4223. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223, NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim Williams. Appreciate you checking in and saving our folks some money.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Got a few minutes left here in the program. Ritz?
Hey, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Hey,
talking about those portraits. I'll tell you what, Obama and Michelle they can act. Because they acted like they were pleased with that portrait.
Let's get to the real issue. Have you seen what's on the side of the president's face?
No, I haven't, but I did see that what looks like a six finger. I haven't been able to look at the anything that I could blow up and look at. But when I first saw the picture of Obama, I go, my gosh, that's odd. It looks like he's sitting in a chair in a tree.
Yeah.
And then Michelle, it looks like the girl was concentrating on getting that lower bulldog jaw. And once she got that, she forgot about the rest of the portrait because it doesn't even look like her.
I know, it really doesn't.
Hers is bad. Obama's, I think the likeness on Obama's is not off. I think it's super weird having all the green leaves behind.
Yeah.
But Michelle's doesn't, and I mean, I'm going to make everybody mad. I think Michelle Obama is a very nice-looking woman.
She is.
I think she's a very attractive lady. And that is a god-awful picture of her.
All it is a dress.
Yeah.
You barely see her head.
Yeah, it's not a good likeness at all. But she does have that bulldog lower jaw now. You got to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Obama's picture now, that face, it captured that evil look. And I like that. That was pretty good. But Michelle's didn't look anything like her.
But, Jack, that's not really there. Somebody drew that on there.
Is it so it's phony?
There's, yeah. No. The thing on the side of Obama's face is really there. But somebody took Michelle's and drew
a penis.
I just spit it right out there, Jack.
It's about
I looked at it and was like, oh, my God.
it, you know how she's in the picture, she's allegedly, I believe, sitting there propping her hand on her knee. But they've drawn it
to where it
there's
looks
some,
like
there's some shading.
There's some shading that looks like she's propping her hand on something else. All right.
Well, did you see that his hand in his lap? Doesn't it look like he started to draw a six
it
finger
does.
On
and
there?
And then he forgot, and they're like, "Oh, man, okay."
Yeah, gave up on it.
We don't want people to know he's a lizard person, so.
Well, anyway, that's my two cents, gentlemen. Sure enjoyed listening to y'all today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, bye.
You about killed Jack.
Look at that's the greatest picture I ever saw, though.
Wow.
There was real. Somebody put like a montage of all 45 official presidential portraits in a row.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they were all dignified and stated and had, you know, dignified backgrounds. And then Obama's is this bright green, looks like, it, you know, something from Humboldt County,
pound
California.
Pile of marijuana.
It just looks ridiculous.
Looks like.
Absolutely ridiculous. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
I want everybody here to pony up $5, $10 for this campaign. I don't care how poor you are, you got $5.
Thank you, Greg, for letting me play with your buttons. I have so much fun playing with his buttons. We'll be back. It's 7-2.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085. or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Again, got a few minutes left here to the top of the hour. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, as always, we'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Got a few minutes left to talk to our friend Ronnie. 84 sits in with us. Ronnie?
Yeah, hey, guys. Did y'all hear what the flowers in the background represent on President Obama's portrait?
No.
There's a flower that's, I guess, like the flower of Chicago is there, the flower of Hawaii is there, and then the flower of Indonesia.
You are kidding me.
No, that's what they all represent.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know what?
That covers the bases, I guess.
I wonder if his flowers there, or did Michelle take it?
I think the portrait sums up the whole presidency.
I heard that. Don't say the joke that I heard, but if you heard the same joke, it does sum up the whole presidency.
No, I've not heard a joke about it, but...
No, the portrait absolutely sums up his entire presidency.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. No, it absolutely does. All right, I'll say it. They hired someone who was not qualified to paint a presidential portrait, and he screwed it up. And it's going to leave a lasting legacy that's embarrassing to himself and this country, and that sums up his presidency in a nutshell.
I think that's
We hired someone to be president who was not qualified.
He hired cabinet officials that were not qualified.
And they screwed it up. They acted like it was weekend, you know, like a weekend game or whatever, or a getaway. Anyway.
I have a theory, but I damn sure ain't saying it.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, this is Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, Brown, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to listen with open mind today.
Okay.
But I guess it's Bash Obama Day.
Well, he did have a ridiculous looking portrait done. I mean, you got to.
Well, that's a matter of how you look at it. It didn't look too bad for me. It didn't look like them, but it didn't look that ridiculous.
It doesn't look ridiculous to have him sitting on a throne in the middle of the woods.
Actually, not in the middle of the woods. The flowers, the flowers represent, I think, Chicago, Hawaii,
and Indonesia. And someone just said it. Why does every other presidential portrait look normal, and then his looks like clown college? You know, did it?
Well,
why?
That's your opinion. I don't look at it that way.
All right, if you played a game of one of these things is not like the other and doesn't belong here and is an absolute joke and disgrace, and the every person on the planet would pick his portrait out of the other 44 people.
That's hard for me.